आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
So we were seeing the guidance of Guru to a realized Sishya. So realized Sishya has experienced, shared his experience with Guru, and now Guru is giving him what is to be done after realization. So first he says, revel in Brahman always. After realization, revel in Brahman always. This is our Brahman. Always revel here. Then whole jagat is Brahman. BMI, PFT, OAT, everything is Brahman. Whole anatma is Brahman only. But don't go to anatma. Don't go to anatma. Don't identify with the anatma. Why? Why should I not identify with anatma? Because it will not give you tripti. It will not give you fulfillment. And it will not remove your sorrow. It will give you only sorrow. So therefore, we should not identify with anatma. And how should I pass my time? Pass your time continuously thinking about that Brahman, non-dual Brahman always. And what is this Namrup? What is this jagat? So he said, this jagat is nothing but like a, we see castle in the sky. Castle in the sky means what? Like the formation of clouds, we see different forms it takes. So it is said, you treat this Namrup as a changing. It is a superimposition. This way you treat it. But where is this happening? Where this Namrup and all this thing is happening? It is in Buddhi. It is happening in our intellect only. And Nirvasana is the greatest truth. Nirvasana, Vasana. This Vasana gives us lot of dukkha only. When this vasana ends, what will happen? Maximum sukh.
Nirvasana will give you maximum sukh.
So this jnani always revels in Atman. Therefore, he is called Atmarama. Continuously reveling in the Atman. And for such person, there is no vidhi, he said. You cannot say, Jivan Mukta, do this thing, do that thing. Don't do this thing. No, we can't say that. And to recognize our own self, there is no niyam. If I want to know my own self, there is no niyam. It is not that I have to face east or west or north or south to recognize myself. No kal. It is not that in Brahma Muhurta I will come to know about my Atman and in the daytime, noontime. It's not there. It's not like that. Or I have to sit in a Vajrasana. No. No asana. Indicator, you don't need indicators now also. No indicators also. It can be realized anywhere, anytime, in any asana. Then Shankaracharya gives a beautiful example of a pot. To see a pot, only two things are required. One is the pot, another is the right sight. Eyes are required. You don't need anything else. Pot is required. And means to know that pot, praman. Praman is needed. What is that praman to see a pot? Praman to see a pot is eyes. You need right sight in the eyes and the pot. But to know your own self, you don't need even a jnanendriya. You don't need jnanendriya to see your own self. Even if you are in the dark room, if somebody calls you, are you there? You say yes. You don't see whether I am here or not, whether I am touching my own body and see that I am here or not. You answer immediately, yes, I am there. And this Atma is the Nitya Suddha, eternal truth. It's always there. But it manifests with the Praman. It manifests with the Praman. Like to see a pot, Praman, I. Similarly, to know that Atman Praman is Guru and Shastra. Praman is Guru and Shastra. To know an object, here our object is Atman. We call it Prameya. Atman is Prameya. And who is Pramata? I am Pramata. I want to know Atman. And what is Praman? Guru and Shastra. Praman is Guru and Shastra. With the help of Guru and Shastra, this Atman will manifest. It will manifest. Now there is no defect in Prameya. Prameya means the self. There is no shortcoming or defect in the Prameya. It is always available, 24 hours it is available. There is no shortcoming in the Praman also. In the Shastra and Guru, because the Guru is teaching you whatever is written in the Shastra, in the scripture. And we all know Atindriya Vishaya, Veda Pramana, Atindriya Vishaya. Atman is Atindriya. Atindriya means it cannot be grasped with your indriya, including your mind. So what is the Praman? What is the means of knowledge? Shastra is the means of knowledge. Veda. Atindriya Vishaya Veda Pramana. Okay. So if there is no shortcoming in self, the Prameya, if there is no shortcoming in the Praman, and still I am not able to experience it, the shortcoming lies in Pramata. Very scientific. Shortcoming lies in the Pramata. What is the shortcoming? Mind is not pure, that's all. Mind is not pure. We have to purify our mind. Sun is effulgent because of the Atma Tattva. Sun cannot illumine Atman, but sun cannot exist without Atman. Sun cannot exist without Atman. Atman is inside, Ved and Puran are all outside, Praman are all outside. You see, Praman is not needed to Atma, Prameya. Prameya doesn't want Praman. Prameya does not want any praman. It is nitya, suddha, established. It's there. No praman is needed. Who needs praman? Jiva needs praman, not atma. Atma doesn't need any praman, any means of knowledge. It is a jiva which requires. Why require? To remove his ignorance. What is ignorance? Ignorance is that I don't know that I am that Atman or Brahman, or where is that Atman? I don't know. A jnani thinks this body is Atman, that's all. Khatam. This ajnan, this ignorance is removed by the knowledge. And this Atman is Swayam Jyoti, self-effulgent, Ananta Shakti. Ananta Shakti? It has got endless power, aprameya, and can never become an object of my jnanendriya. It can never become an object of my organ of perception. And with this knowledge, I become vimukta bandha. What is the fruit? Fruit of knowing this Atman? Vimukta bandha. At present, we are bound. Bound by what? By our karma. By our karma. Because of our vasana, what happens when I come to know that tattva? Vasana and skatam. Vasana nahi aur. Bandha, vimukta. And such life becomes victorious, jayati. Such a person's life becomes victorious. So how this Jivan Mukta remains in this world? Now it is coming from verse number 537
to
554.
Na khidyate no vishaya pramodate. Na sajjate napi virajjate cha.
Na sajjate napi virajjate cha.
Swasmin sadakri ratinandati swayam.
Swasmin sadakri ratinandati swayam.
Nirantaranandarasena triptah. Nirantaranandarasena triptah. Na khidyate no vishaya pramodate na sajjate na napi virajyate cha swasmin sadakri ratinandati swayam nirantaranandarasena triptah.
Na khidyate, this jnani, this jivan mukta, na khidyate, no grieving, no sorrow, no visad. He is not miserable. He is happy in all circumstances. Happy in all circumstances. Because he is Atmarama. And Atmarama is Sachidananda. It's giving him always ananda and ananda only. But some people in society will find always in khed. Khed means always sorrowful. Always sorrowful. Like what? Suppose one person goes to his friend's house and friend offered him a glass of water. And this person is of that type, always miserable, finding fault in others. See, I went to my friend's house and he offered me only a glass of water. He didn't ask me for tea. Ek cup chai dena chahiye tha usko. And suppose if he gives him tea, then he says, he didn't give me biscuit. Always finding fault. He didn't give me biscuit. If he gives biscuit, this was breakfast time. He didn't offer me breakfast. See? Always finding fault, shortcoming. Such persons will fault find in swarg also. They will find fault there also. Na kiddate, na vise pramodate. Na vise, when he, this Jivan Mukta gets an object, does not mean that he will become overjoyed. He will not get very excited. He will not do that. Jivan Mukta does not exhibit too much. He takes object, he lives in object, he enjoys object, but not excited. In society, we have got a very wrong understanding about this. Shankaracharya is saying how he lives. Na sajjate, never get attached too much. It is not that he is not interacting with the people. He is interacting with the people, but not identifying with them. Not identifying with them. He is with all of them, but not with them. But not with them. Na pi virajyate, not gets averse. It is not that he is averse to sense object or always keeps himself shut in a room. Na virajyate, aisa nahi hai ki, oh, sense object, I don't go. I don't want to see sense object. Therefore, let me keep myself shut in a room, darwaja band. No sense object will come inside. It's not like that. He does not hate the world. He lives in the world, but he is above the world. No aversion. Then what he is doing? Swasmin sada kirati. Swasmin sada kirati. And he always swasmin. He is playing inside kirati. Nandati swayam. And enjoy by oneself. Nothing else is needed. Dusara kuch nahi chahiye. No objects, no being, no person needed. In Mundak Upanishad and Gita we find Atma Krida. When he is looking at the world, his mind, where is his mind? Looking at the world, eyes and Gyanendriya open to the world. But where is the mind? Mind is reveling in the Atman. Atma Krida. It is called Vayasapecha. Interacting with the world. But where is the mind? Mind is with the Atman. And Atmarati, Bahya Nirpech. Bahya Nirpech means he is meditating. His eyes are closed. Where is his mind? Mind is in Atman. So whether it is Vahya Sapeksh, when the Gyanendriya, organs of perceptions are open, interacting with the world, mind is always with the Atman. Why a nirpech? He is meditating. At that time, where is his mind? Mind is with the self only. Nirantar ananda rasena tripta. Nirantar, continuously, whether the eyes are open or whether the eyes are closed. Ananda rasena tripta. He is content with the essence of bliss. He is continuously enjoying anandaras. Continuously enjoying the anandaras. Summertime is coming. Not interested in amras. He is interested in atmaras. Not amras. Gurudev said, the manner of realization is above the likes and dislikes and knows fully the events and joy of sense objects. He knows it to be short-lived and a forerunner of sorrow. He is unaffected by the presence or absence of the object. They do not produce any disturbance in him. Whether he is in the midst of the object or without the object, no sorrow. We are so attached to them because we know no realm of greater happiness. Why are we attached? We don't know that Atman, that continuous 24 hour, we can get that ananda. We don't know that source. Therefore, we are all attached to the sense object. The man of realization is detached from them because he sports and revels in his own self. He is well balanced at all personality levels because he has drunk at the fountain of the infinite joy and satisfaction which springs from within himself. That joy is within, and that is the source of all sukh of the world. That is the source of mod, pramod, priyamod and pramod. Source is only one, and Jivan Mukta knows that source. A man of perfection coming in contact with the objects outside sports in the divine presence everywhere. Everywhere he is seeing that Atman, Asti Bhati Priya, he is not giving any importance to the Naam Roop with the open eyes. When he embraces object, it is not flesh embracing flesh, but it is hugging the Lord who is present everywhere. When he withdraws himself in meditation, he enjoys and revels within. whether it's vahya sapeksha or vahya nirpeksha, in both cases, his mind is reveling in Atman. Such an individual is always well content. His contentment is born of the experience of the unbroken bliss of the Self. Why is he ever content? Because whether he's interacting with the world or whether he's meditating, his mind is in Atman. And that Atman gives him contentment, gives him sukh. Next.
Shudham deha vyatham tyaktva.
Shudham deha vyatham tyaktva.
Balak krirati vastuni.
Balak krirati vastuni.
Tathaiva vidvan ramate.
Tathaiva vidvan ramate.
Nirmamo niraham sukhi.
Nirmamo niraham sukhi.
Kshudam deha vyatham tyaktva. Balak krirati vastuni. Tathaiva vidvan ramate. Nirmamo niraham sukhi.
Tathaiva vidvan ramate. Ramate means rebels. Vidvan is wise person. Wise person? Jivan mukta. One who has realized. He, that wise man, Jivan mukta, rebels. How he rebels? Yatha bala kridati vastuni. Like a child plays and is engrossed in his play and sport. Like we have seen the young children playing. How they are playing? Chuda devyatham tyaktva chuda. They don't care for the hunger. Children are playing, hungry, but still playing. Devyatham, physically pain, exhausted, still continuously playing. So like child plays, forgetting hunger and physical pain. At that time, mother is calling, Raju, come here, eat kaju. But Raju is not coming. Why? Playing. Mother knows he is hungry. He is exhausted. He needs something. Not coming. Or Kausalya ji calling Ramji. But Ramji, Thumak chalat Ramachandra. Thumak chalat. Not caring what mother is saying. But Lord Krishna was very chanchal. His sport was to steal butter. That was his play. So as child enjoys sport, Jivan Mukta enjoys sports in Bhagwan. He sports in Atman. How? Nirmama niraham sukhi. Nirmama, without any idea of minus. Mera, 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 minus is not there. Or niraham, aham is not there. Ego is not there, without any idea of I, and he is happy. No I, no my. Become happy. So Vidwan revels in the self and is always happy without minus and I-ness. Gurudev says, without recognizing hunger and pain, forgetting the exhaustion and fatigue, a child plays with the object of his liking. Similarly, the wise man revels, forgetting his exhaustion and hunger at all levels of his personality. Without the idea of I and mine, very happily he rebels, just like a child. Just like a child. The analogy is very important here. Exhaustion and hunger are present in the child. Because of the joy of the play, the child refuses to recognize them. Similarly, a man of perfection, I and mine are there. But because he is constantly reveling in the bliss of the Self, he does not recognize them. And his ahankar and mamta rest unnoticed. Unnoticed. Whether you do not have a thing or have quite forgotten its existence, it matters not, for you are oblivious to it. It is interesting to note the careful and mastery technique of Shankar's poetry. The words hunger and pain are balanced against the term my and I. In the second line, the minus mamta creates hunger for more and more objects. Mamta creates hunger for more and more objects. While I-ness is equated here with the endless pain one who has eliminated both the sense of I-ness and my-ness is the one whom there are no more hunger for sense object nor egocentric pains. Such an individual alone is happy, sukhi in the world. Now comes the complete description of a Jivan Mukta. Complete description in one verse.
Chinta shunna madainya vaiksham asanam. Panam saridvarishu. Swatantrena nirankusha sthitibhi. Nidrasmasane vane. Vastram kshalana shoshanadirahitam. Digvastu shayyamahi. Sansaro nigamantavithu suvidam. Krira pare brahmani. Chinta shunna madaina vaikshamashanam. Panam saridvarishu. Swatantrena nirankusha sthitiravihi. Nidrasmasanevane. Vastram kshalana shoshanadirahitam. Digvastu shayyamahi. Sancharo nigamantavithi suvidam. Krira pare brahmani.
Jivan Mukti Chinta Sunya, free from anxiety. It is a rare state, you know, rare state. We are always Chinta Yukta. If there is no Chinta, we worry. Why Chinta is not there? You see, this is our state. And how is Chinta Sunya? Chinta Sunya, no worry, no anxiety. Adainyam, without any humiliation. Dainyam, helplessness. He goes for viksha, whatever he gets, he eats. While begging also, he is not deen. While begging also, this Jivan Mukta is not deen. A bhikari is a deen. A beggar is a deen. But Jivan Mukta going for viksha is not a deen. Milega tabbi theek hai, nahi milega tabbi theek hai. He is happy. Okay. Therefore, he is adin. Vaiksham asanam. He will go say, bicham dehi, bicha do bhai. If you give, it's okay. If you don't give, that also is okay. He will not say, today is my birthday, can you, Amma, give me one more sweet? No. He will not ask for that. Bicham dehi, today is birthday. Ek to thoda jada de do. Every day you are giving me all these things. Aaj, give me one sweet, Amma. No, he will not say that. Ramdas Swami lived on begging. If viksha is not received, okay. He will not cry. Thakur Ram Krishna, he used to share viksha with dog. He will eat near that garbage bin. In India, you will find all the dogs, they will go and eat, try to find out food in the garbage bin. Ramakrishna used to go and share with the dog. Why? He is Vishnu, I am also Vishnu. See the perception, see the where his mind is rebelling. He is seeing Vishnu in that dog also, street dog. So he is sharing with that Vishnu. Panam saridvarisu, drinking water from rivers. He is not banking on the bisleri water, mineral water, but at that time, rivers were all at this potable water. No bisleri water. And we have polluted, industry has polluted. Ganges and all those rivers, all the waste are put in that. And government of India had a plan of spending lot of money to purify. Our Gurudev said, you don't have to spend any money. You just stop polluting it. Ask the industry not to put all that waste in Ganges. It will purify itself in 1 year. It will be pure water flowing. Always it is continuously flowing. If you don't add dirt in that, it will become automatically pure. See? Swatantrena nirukunsa sthiti. Swatantrena with freedom. Nirankusa without any restraint. Sthiti they live. Swatantrena param swatantra. There is no vidhi nishet for them. Swatantra. You see, if you tie a cow to a peg and give it 20 feet rope, so cow can roam in that 20 feet area only. It is not swatantra. A prisoner, he is not swatantra. He cannot go out of that prison or out of his cell. But this person, Jivan Mukta, he is swatantra, not bound by anything of the world. Nirankusa. Nirankusa means ankus. Ankus means the instrument of control. You know the Mahavat, to control the elephant, they have got a something called ankus. An iron made something, they hit it on his head. Ankus. He is nirankusa. No one can control a jivan mukta. Uske marji ho, jo marji kare. Nirankusa. He is absolutely free, abhi, fearless, no fear because there is no one else. He knows only Brahman is everywhere. Brahman is everywhere. Fear can come only in two ways. If you are seeing the plurality or duality, then there is a fear. Or if you are attached to anatma, then there is a fear of losing that thing. Then fear will come. But he has got no minus. No minus. No mamta, no identification. He is a vairagi, dispassionate. Therefore, kasya sukham na karoti viraga. So he is enjoying that sukha. Nidra smasane bane and sleeping in the cremation ground or the forest. Sleeping anywhere. We fear to sleep in our own room. You know. Sometimes we also fear, you know. We have closed our door and this is because of this weather change and then there is a kut, khat, the sound is there. Or in the winter when this heater starts, there is something that somebody has blasted a bomb. You say it will fall, pat, it will start. When first time we came, we were really frightened, tell you. Somebody is talking on phone, you know. It was a recorded voice in the lift. So we came out of the room and fast came to the lift. Somebody is chatting. See? Then I said, how come there is nobody here and the sound is coming out of the lift? Open the door. It was a recorded voice. In case of emergency, what you should do? Call this number, call this number. See? Vastram chalan sosanam adi rahitam. Free from vastram. Cloth, chalanam, washing it, sosanam, drying it. Vastram. His cloth need no washing, drying. No washing machine required. Why? Because his clothes are direction. His clothes are direction, digambar. Wearing nothing on body. Gajanand Maharaj lived like that. It is not a common thing, you know, not very common thing. Vastu Sayya Mahi, and Vastu means the dwelling place. Sayya, bed. Mahi, earth. Earth is his bed. The one thing is guaranteed, there is no chance of falling, you know, from the bed. If you are sleeping on the floor, is there any chance of falling? Here in America, you find some special thing. The beds, you have to need a steps, you have to climb on that. So high. or while traveling in India on the, if you are on the upper bunk, there is always you fear, gir to nahi jayenge from the upper bunk. But there is no such question of falling because you're sleeping on earth. Sanchara nigamante viti subidama, this vidama, this wise man, sanchara wandering. Where is wandering? Bhitisu nigamanta. Bhitisu means the avenues of Vedanta. Nigamanta means Vedanta. Always reveling in Vedanta. Brahman and Brahman. Krida pare Brahmani. Krida rebels. Pare Brahmani. In that supreme Brahman, he continuously rebels. So whether his eyes are open or eyes are closed, whether he's chanting some mantra, whatever he's doing, reveling in that Brahman, na jayate mriyate, remembering the verse. Or Vedanta Bhakyesu Sadaramanta Kaupin Panchakam. Vedanta Bhakyesu Sadaramanta. Always remembering Brahman. Brahma Tatnasi Bhavayami. Brahma Tatnasi Bhavayami. Continuously thinking about the Brahman. So his sport is not cricket, football. His sport is Atman. Very interesting description. It encourages us, motivates us. There is no jeev-bhav, no kartitva in that jivan-mukta. He is swatantra, no possession. But he has got the maximum joy he has got. Gurudev says, food, clothing and shelter are the basic needs of human being. The company he keeps and the type of activity in the delights in indicate his cultural evolution. These conditioning of man of realization are described in this verse. The man who has awakened to the higher plane of consciousness lives in perfect independence in this world. Without worry, chinta sunyam, no thoughts come to his mind which will disturb and destroy him. Worry cannot reach him who refuses to worry. Worry cannot reach him who refuses to worry. Then, sleeping in a cremation ground or in a forest, nidra smasane vane, he is perfectly at home in both places. It makes no difference to him where he sleeps. Vastram means cloth. It also means the bark of any tree. A man of realization wears any cloth. If cloth is not available, the bark of tree suffices. The cloth which need no washing or drying, it is not drip dry, nor is it wash and wear. If no cloth is available, his clothes become in the four quarters. Directions becomes his clothes. Next.
Vimanamalamya shariramethad.
Vimanamalamya shariramethad.
Bhuvanta sheshan vishayanupasthitan.
Bhunakta sheshan vishayanupasthitan.
Parechayavala vadatma veta.
Parechayavalvadatmaveta.
Yo vyakta lingo nanu shakta vayah.
Yo vyakta lingo nanu shakta vayah.
Vimanam alamya shariram etad. Bhunakta sheshan vishayanupasthitan. Parichaya bala vadatma veta. Yo vyakta lingo nanu shakta bayah.
Vimanam alambe shariram etat. Vimanam, don't think it is, he is talking about the aeroplane. Viman. Not aeroplane here. Vimanam is bigatmanam, non-identification. Alamba, having resorted to sarir. So he is not identified with the sarir. Sarirameta, this sarir. No identification with the body. He lives in the body and takes support of the body, but does not identify with the body. does not identify with the body, then what it is, bhunakti aseshan visayan upasthitan. Don't get frightened. If you have got a wrong understanding, please understand this sentence properly. Bhunakti aseshan, experiences and enjoy, aseshan, completely, visayan, sense object, upasthitan, present around. A jivan mukta, a jnani, he enjoys all sense objects completely as they come to him. He enjoys sense object, whatever comes to him, without rag and dvesh. Without rag and dvesh. This is the quality he has got. Now he gives an example, how he is enjoying. Parechaya balavat atmavitta. Atmavitta, this jnani, the knower of the self. Parechaya, by others wish, people bring. Parichaya. Balvat, like a child. So Atmavetta, by which of others experiences the sense object like a child, like a small baby. Whatever you give, that baby will start playing with. You give a chain, you give a toy, or you give your watch, or you give your real cell, or a fake cell. How baby plays? Bang, 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 bang on the floor. By mistakenly you give your real self, same thing, bang, 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 bang. And it is very hard to take out from baby's hand. I don't know where they get so much of strength. It's really very difficult to take out. Parechaya, it is not his desire. Child has no personal desire. Baby gets toys, dress, etc. for the desire of other. Small baby. People bring toys. It's not so. Parechaya. For he baby, mother brings she baby dress. I want to see my son as a my daughter. Usko laake frock manate hai. And for the she baby, he baby dress. Karte hai ki nahi karte hai? We do that. Is it the ichha of baby? No. Whose ichha is that? Mother want my girl to look like a boy. Or a boy like a girl. Parecha. Baby has got no ichha. No ichha. So jivan mukti is also like that child. So if you want to go back to childhood, there is only one way. Become atmavetta. Free of rag, dvesh and ego. You are free in that is. No rag, dvesh, no I, no minus. If you are free of this, you are child. Yogi yoga niyojit chitta ramate balon matdeva. In Bhaj Govind it comes. So quality of child is seen in Jiva Mukta. He does not become child. He does not become child. But the quality of child are there in him. Another quality of child, they forget. Quarrel with the friend and start playing again with them. They don't remember. Same way Atmavetta. He also doesn't remember what happened or not. Yeah, abhyaktalinga ananusakta vahiyaha. Yeah, that jivan mukta. Vahiyya abhyaktalinga. Vahiyya outside. Abhyaktalinga. There is no sign outside. There is no sign outside in the jivan mukta. Where all the changes are happening inside in the understanding. And the understanding. Outside there is no change. No change. Abhyakta linga. Anunasakta, but he is free of attachment. Asakta, attached. Anunasakta, not attached. So he wears no outside sign and is unattached to sense object. There is no outer sign of Jivan Mukta. Therefore, it is very difficult to recognize Jivan Mukta. You may be staying in your own family, but very difficult to recognize. He can stay under a tree or a temple or a marketplace or may wear even a silken robe also. He is not attached to outer objects. He is free from bondage, like child rebels, without ego. Some Mahatma commented, seeing the Gurudev wearing silk cloth, going into the high-end cars. In Calcutta, Birlaji used to come with him, Gurudev, to bring him to the Yajnasala. At that point of time, Birlaji was one of the richest person in India. So Birlaji is bringing Gurudev to the Yajnasala, high-end car. So Brahman seeing that, are wearing a silk, are it is Pariksha, the others have given the silken robe. Gurudev has not bought. It is a Pariksha, ki aap aisa pehno. Mera kapda ek bar pehno aap. Pariksha. From the Ajnani side, that silken robes or that big cars seems to be that it's a luxury. Ask Gurudev, it is a dirt for him. It's anatma vastu. That is his understanding. Gurudev says, holding on to a total non-identification with the body, the man of realization enjoys the entire range of objects. Underline this sentence. If you have got any misunderstanding, correct yourself. Ordinarily, we are all identified with the body. The perfected man enjoys the world of objects without identification with his body. He never runs after them, but they come to him unasked. They come to him unasked by the desire of the instrumentation of others. Pariksha, people bring it. Gurudev never said that you get me a silken robe. No. Pariksha, it is coming to him. His relations with the object is like that of a child. The child does not know how and when to take milk. If you give him an object to play with, he will play. If it falls from his hand, he does not know how to pick it up. Somebody has to do that and put it in his hand. Like a child, a man of realization by the desire of others, enjoys the objects around with no outward mark. Don't think if your choti is 1 foot, then you are a jnani. Or if your beard is 1.5 foot, then you are a jnani. If your tilak is like U or a dot or a lamba tilak or tripund, then you become jnani. No. No. He lives with no external symbols to set him apart from others. He will look like an ordinary person. Yet he outshines all in a crowd by his mere presence.
Digambaro va picha samvaro va.
Digambaro va picha samvaro va.
Twagambaro va pichi dambarastha.
Twagambaro va pichi dambarastha.
Unmatta vadva picha bala vadva. Unmatta vadva picha bala vadva. Pishacha vadva picha ratya vanyam. Pishacha vadva picha ratya vanyam. Digambaro va picha samvaro va. Twagambaro va picha chidambarastha. Unmatta vadva picha bala vadva. Pishacha vadva picha ratya vanyam.
Digambara vapi. Digambara, a right person, sometimes wearing no clothes. In Kumbh Mela, you will, if you go there, you will find Digambara. No clothes. They are called Digambara. Why Diga? Dik means direction. Directions are his amber, cloth. Is covered by Digambara. Chasambara, sometimes wearing clothes. Not only clothes, very expensive clothes. Silken ropes. Twagambaro vapi, sometimes wearing deer or the lion skin. Twagambar, twag means skin. Or chidambarastha, or wearing the cloth of consciousness, abiding in consciousness. That is real cloth. The best among all this is the chidambar. Chit. Consciousness. Consciousness is his clothing. Unmatvat vapi, like an intoxicated person, crazy or mad person. It is not that Jivan Mukta is mad. He looks like that. He looks like that. Unmatvat vapi. Balvatva, like a child, sometimes like a child. Or pisachvat vapi, like a ghost. Like a ghost. Abdhut, if you see, you feel scared. If you see an avadhut, fully without any clothes on his body, you will get scared. They are not pisach. Pisach is without body. Pisach is without body. And this person, this Jivan Mukta, is compared with pisach. But they, pisach lives alone. And this Jivan Mukta also, they want to live alone. For them, the world is like an ash. Digambar. In Bhagavatam, we find Sukhdev. Sukhdev Maharaj came to give Parikshit the whole Bhagavat in 7 days. Digambar, he came, sat and went away. Digambar. Jadbharat, you know Jadbharat. Like a very ordinary person, sitting idle. And when Raghugan, Raja Raghugan wanted him that you become the palki bearer, he became that. But when he started talking, he found that he is a jnani. He is a jnani. So, don't judge a person from his outer appearance. Charati avanyam, and he roams in the world. This way, he, a jnani, roams in the world. Irrespective of what he wears, he always remains in an atmosphere of pure consciousness. Pure consciousness. Chidambarastha, his behavior in the world is also indeterminable. He may act like a drunk who sees not the world as it is. A man of perfection sees in and through the varieties of objects of the world the common presence of one reality. Hence his attitude toward the world is peculiar when compared with our norms. When compared with our norms. We have got the rag and dvesh. He has got no rag and dvesh. In each object of the world, we have got a rag and dvesh, likes and dislikes. He has got no likes and dislikes. Earlier we saw the example of Thakur Ramakrishna eating with the dog. We are seeing the Namrup dog and the garbage vat. But he is not seeing all these things, Namrup. He is seeing Vishnu everywhere. He may behave like a child, yet without being childish. A child never drags his past into the present, nor does he live in the future. Anxieties of the past and worries of the future never affect him. He just lives in the present, but the child lives in ignorance, while the man of perfection lives in his knowledge of reality. A man of realization may live like a ghost, renouncing society. He may live all alone in a dark cave. Pisajvat, alone. If anyone happens to enter the cave, he will suddenly come out and disappear behind the trees in the jungle. Everybody is afraid of a ghost, but no ghost is known to have been afraid of anyone. Everyone is afraid of the ghost, but ghost, he is not afraid of anyone. He thus moves about the world unaffected by anything around.
Kaman nishkama rupi san, charatte kacharo munihi, charatte kacharo munihi,
swatman naiva sada tushtah,
Swayam sarvatmana sthitah, Swayam sarvatmana sthitah, कामानिष्कामरूपी सन् चरत्ते कचरो मुनिः स्वात्मन्नैव सदा तुष्टः स्वयं सर्वात्मना स्थितः।
मुनि कामान निष्काम रूपी संचरति एक चरह मुनि मुनि व्हाट ही डज संचरति वांडर्स और एंजॉयज व्हाट कामान सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट बट ही इज निष्काम रूपी बीइंग द नेचर ऑफ डिजायरनेस डिजायरलेसनेस ही इज निष्काम रूपी बट ही इज वांडरिंग इन द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स आल्सो एक चरह में द लिप्स अलोन। So being of the nature of desirelessness, the sage enjoys sense objects, but lives alone. So people seeing such person enjoying the sense object, they will think he's a kami person. He's a kami person, but he has no desire, no desire, because he's niskami. Why is niskami? Svatmana eva sadatushtaha, svatmana. By himself, sadatushta, always satisfied. Always satisfied because he is reveling in Atman, he is getting ananda. For maintaining body, he will go outside, he will take bhiksha. But for ananda, he does not need any sense object for ananda. Swayam sarvatmana sita, swayam himself, sthita, exist everywhere. He himself is existing everywhere. It is the one Atman which is present everywhere. So he is ever satisfied with his own self and exists as everything everywhere. Always established in the Atma Tattva. People may say he is a kami, krodhi, etc. But he is not. We can't know the mind of any person. We can't know. The changes, I earlier told you many times, all the changes are inside. Nothing is outside in Jivan Mukta. His understanding changes. That's all. So once a guru and king, both were watching a dance. The dancer was dancing. And now this guru started giving his ring or his possession or whatever he had. That dancer he started giving. Now king is asking, are you attracted to that dancer, guru? Guru and king both are watching the dance together. A common man, when he sees that a guru is giving whatever he has got to that dancer, so will he not ask, what are you doing? Are you attracted? Are you attracted to that dancer? Guru said, I am seeing Mother Saraswati. So whatever I have got, I am offering to her. Offering to her. How king can understand what is going on in the mind of that guru? It's all happening inside. Thakur Ramakrishna was taken to one prostitute. Bhakta wanted to see, let me see what he says about that. They say, Mata, mother. He's seeing Mother Kali in that prostitute. See? But Bhakti is thinking that let me test. Ek chara muni, always he lives alone. He never gets attached to anything. Ek chara, birds are said to be ek chara. Never get attached. If you come to Yamunotri, you can come at this time before all the leaves come out. You will find many nests here, you know. And we never seen in 7 years the same birds coming and using that nest. It's empty. That shows they are unattached. Ek chara. The Shankaracharya, as you all know this, went for bhiksha. You see, when they accept bhiksha, they are blessing us, you know. They are really not going to really get food for them. They can get food. It will come to them. Shankaracharya went to one lady's house to get the bhiksha, and you know that Kanakdhara Sotam, that lady was very poor and she gave only one gooseberry, one avala she had. Seeing that, he chanted Kanakdhara Stotra. Gold started pouring, gold coins. Can you think? Why is begging Shankaracharya? Bless others. Bless others. Some Mahatma, we find sometimes they call you names. They give you Gali. Why? To reduce your ego. To reduce your ego. People will not understand. Why this sadhu is calling me names and all that? To reduce ego. Why? Because when you go from this satsang to your world, people will criticize you and you will get hurt. Is it not so? So let me reduce your ego. Different ways of Mahatma to act in the world. So Jivan Mukta is Niskami. Don't think they are Kami. Gurudev says, a man of perfection also entertains desire, but with a difference he entertains. Desireless desires, Niskami. From our standpoint, he may be working with a goal, a purpose, but from his standpoint, there is no desire-prompted activity. It is not kamya karma. It is not his kamya karma. But it is only we who superimpose upon him the desires. For the work undertaken by him is done as sincerely, exhaustively and completely as though prompted by desire. All his actions are spontaneous. They also act. But there is not their kamya karma. He moves about alone with no companion. Though he lives in our midst, we can never share his thoughts and emotions. We can never share his thoughts and emotions. Nobody can enter the mind of others. Nobody can enter. You cannot share the mind of your spouse also, what is going inside. Nobody can enter. He is all alone in his unique experience, ever reveling in the self as the self of the whole universe. He entertains desire which are desireless. This way of life he cannot share with us, since neither has he the vocabulary to explain, nor we the wisdom to understand the plane of consciousness in which he revels. So these are the signs of Jivan Mukta. Some more are there. We'll see in our next class.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.